Shemitah, as opposed to, I think, the last time, for those who remember, 7 years ago.
Yeah,
that's right. 7 years ago was we learned, I think, the Shnai Shavias. I decided this time that we should, there'll be a more practical approach to just go through various sugyos to be able to come to understanding all the halachas and whatever we do. But I want to start with, this weekend, next week, is the issue of the Zman Hazeh, the Shemitah D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. Actually, if you see here at the end, it says Minig Yafeh, or a nice custom, which actually, believe it or not, will show that actually according to certain opinions that we've shown him, Shemitah Day is just a custom, as we'll see. As we'll see as we move on. But the question of whether Shemitah, you know, I it's a little difficult for me. I was thinking about it today, after I prepared the shiur, of course, that it's a little difficult for me to give a shiur on this, because I'm thinking is we're obviously learning this because of next year, right? And I'm coming with the perspective, will Shemitah be D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan or a Minig Yafeh next year? But we're supposed to hope for Mashiach, so Shemitah should definitely be D'Oraisa, but we have to deal with the Mashiach.
But you don't need Mashiach.
That's what we're going to speak about. Okay, that's what we're going to hold off for this week, next week, then you'll be able to answer the question. So, before I begin, I just have to tell you that the Psak Halacha, right, you know, what's accepted, when I say Pesach Halach, I mean the tour of the Beis Yosef is that Shemitah Bizmanenu, in our time today, is the Rabbanan, okay? And why is that so important? Because any of the kulas that we do rely on, okay, whether it's the kula of Hepton Mechira, or it's the kula of Otzer Beis Din, which we'll find out, is also, we're also relying on a leniency, or it's the kula of those who want to buy air produce, right? It's also not so simple. It's all base starts from the fact that Shemitah today, right, is really only the Rabbanan. So I'd like to go through the Gemara to deal with that and to explain the various Rishonim. So the basic Gemara is the Gemara Maseches Hitten Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, that's source number one on the sheet. And there the Gemara talks about Prisbal. So you all know what Prisbal is. Halach is, the Torah tells us that in the year of Shemitah, all loans are canceled. According to Moshe Rishonim, that means the last second of Shemitah next year. And the next year, all loans will be canceled. According to the Rosh, it means that all loans will be canceled the first second of Shemitah as Shemitah comes in. Okay, now, so therefore, us all being good Jews would obviously be very happy to lend money to somebody that we know would have the ability of paying back the money, right? But let's say someone comes to us during the year of Shemitah, let's say on the 15th day of Elul, and he says, I'd like to borrow. That's it, right? I would like to borrow some money. And a person's thinking, well, it's the 15th day of Elul, right? Usually, a loan is paid back in 30 days. By the time 30 days pass by, right, Shemitah will end, and that means the loan will be canceled. So a person will be going through his mind and saying, yeah, I don't want to lend him money. And the Torah tells us you can't do that. But there are people who are doing that. So therefore, the Torah tells us that Hillel was Mesak in a Prisbal. Okay, what's a Prisbal? When you write a Prisbal, you're giving over your Chovos to Beis Din to collect. And once Beis Din is collecting the Chovos, Shemitah does not cancel that debt. It's clear does not cancel that debt. Right, so this is where the Gemara starts from. So if you look at source number one, the Gemara asks like this, Nan Hasam. We learned over there that in the Mishnah, Prisbal ain't a Mishami, that if someone has a Prisbal, the loan is not cancelled. And Ze'achad min HaDvarim, this is one of the laws, the Takanos, Shehiskin Hillel HaZakein, that Hillel HaZakein was Mesakein. Sheroa Sa'am, he saw the people, Shenimne'u Milahalvo Ze'azet. He saw people were not lending money to one another at the end of Shemitah. The overall Masha Kasuv Torah, and they're violating what was written in the Torah. He shomer lecha peniya davar and lebcha v'liyal. Now be careful that you shouldn't do something against the Torah and not loan money. So Amma v'hiskim prusbal, and he went up and he was mesakein. He stood up. He was mesakein a prusbal. The Zehu Gufo Shal Prisbal, this is the major text of the Prisbal. Moshrani Lechem Ploni, Dayanam Shemachem Ploni, I give over to you these Dayanam in this place, Shekol Chov Sheyesh Yesu Ploni, that any Chov that I have, that someone else owes me money from, Shagvenu Kozman Sheertzak Lenin Time I want, because it will be handed over to you. Vadayanam Chosim Lamato, Edim and Dayanam will go ahead, and they sign the bottom of the star, or the Edim sign. So, but that's the Prisbal. So Gemara asks, I don't understand. So Midya Raisa, the loan is cancelled. And all of a sudden, what happened? Hillel came along. What did Hillel do? He made a principle. Now what? The loan is now canceled. So you have a problem. Is it possible that Midyaraisa Shvia should be Mishamit, should cancel a loan? The Hiskin Hill loan Misham, the Hillel Hosavaka should not cancel a loan? So Amar Abaye, Sabaye says, Vishvias Bizman Hazeh. We're talking about Shvias Bizman Hazeh. What makes Shvias Bizman Hazeh different than Shvias in the time before the time of Hillel? The Rebbe, like Shita Rebbe, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, V'zeh Devar Hashmita, these are the words of Shmita Shamot. So the question is, the Gemara asks, how do we explain the expression Devar Devar Hashmita Shamot? The Gemara says, V'shtei Shmitos Akasav Medaber, the Torah is talking about two Shmitos. Acha shmitas karka v'acha shmitas ksofim. One is a shmita of karka, one is a shmita of money. So Rashi explains, he says, Bizman sha'ata mishamet karka, when you're mishamet the karka, then you're mishamet the ksofim. So the time when you're mishamet the karka, then you're mishamet the ksofim. So in other words, when is there shmitas ksofim midyaraisa? When there's shmita on the karka. And bizman sha'ata mishamet karka, and when there's no shmita on the karka, there's no shmita on the ksofim. So he says, so what happened though? Chazal came along and they were misaki in a dinner, Shmita's Ksafim Midi Rabbanon. Once only the Rabbanon, right? He'll come along and make this fancy prisbo and he can save the day. Fine. So, there's a machlokas Rashi Beinu Tam. The Gemara here is assuming, what is this idea that if there's no Shmita's Karka, there's no Shmita's Ksafim? So the Gemara says there's no Shmita's Karka. So the Rashi points out, so what does it mean there's no Shmita's Karka? So he says, where do we see his notion of this karka? So Rashi quotes the if you look at Rashi, source number 2, Rashi says, B'shvias is manazeh, the Hillel k'Rebbe Sphirle. Hillel holds like Rebbe. Damar Shvias is from the middle of his manazeh v'rabbanon. Hillel holds like Rebbe, that Shvias to cancel alone is only the Rabbanon. The afal gav, Hillel the Bayesheni, who, and even though Hillel lived during the time of when the Bayesheni, right? He says, however, he says, the Svirle la Baye. So why is there so the question is, there's no so Hillel during the time of Bayesheni, so there was no Shmita's Karka, there was no Shmita Midyaraisa during the time of Bayesheni. So Hillel says is that since there was no Yovel, there is no Shmita.
Wouldn't it be easier for Hillel to just why create this principle? You should have just said there is no Shmita. Why do you have to reinstate the Shmita
Rabbanan? So first of all, let's say there was Shmita Rabbanan, right? But one generation was Masakin Shmita. Chacham later on can't go ahead and uproot Shmita. You can't do that. Once.
Who reinstated Shmita Rabbanan?
Oh, let's say it was in the time of Ezra, or let's even say it was in the time actually when the Saras Shvatim were exiled. Okay, we'll explain. But in other words, whatever. So he didn't uproot Shemitah. All he did was he went ahead and he said this is prisible. It's prisible. A way to get around the issue of Shemitah's
Milah. Because it's Drabbanim, I have a way to get around.
Right. That's basically the way it is. All right.
So he's got the rights of
what?
He has a derisa on the other. He's worried about a derisa.
What derisa did he have?
Of Al-Kastek-Motsit-Li Pah, right?
But in Hillel's day, it was just the Rabban.
No, Shemitah is the Rabban.
Yeah.
But you still have a derisa that you should lend.
No, but right. No, you're right. But in other words, but you're right. You should lend. That's right. You're right.
He's got a balance.
Right. That's right. Because of the derisa. That's right.
What was the Yovel not known?
Oh, it's a good question. Let's come to that. Okay, so he's like this. He says like this. Now, so first of all, how do we know that there wasn't Yovel Nahog Midyaraisa? That's the first question. How do we know there was no Yovel Nahog? Right, that's the first question. So Rashi says he quotes the Gemara Maseches Erechim, which is a very important Gemara. That the Gemara there says, if you look, why did they have Yovel during the Bayis Sheni? So they had Yovel during the Bayis Sheni, right? Why? In order to go ahead and have Shmita. In other words. How does Shmita work? Shmita works is you have seven cycles of Shmita, and then what happens? Then you have a Yavi Yovel. So in order that everything should run accordingly, they went ahead and they had Yovel during the second base of Migdash also. So he says that the Yovel they had during the second base of Migdash was only Rabbanon. Only mid Rabbanim. Okay,
because
so that's.
Because the Shemitah itself was Rabbanim?
Because Shemitah was Rabbanim also, right? So the Gemara says, well, actually, because there was no Yovel Midya Raisa, Shemitah was Rabbanim. So if you look, then he quotes the Rabbi Yitzhak Halevi, who quotes a Yerushalmi, which is probably Torah's Kohanim, that he says, Minayin, how do you know She'ein HaShemitah no Heges El of Vizmach Yovel Noeg? How do you know that Shemitah is not Hagen only when Yovel is Noeg? Because it says, Zedavar Shemitah Shamot. Then what is it? When there's Shemitah Yovel, then you also have Shemitah Shvius. But if you don't have Shemitah Yovel, then you only have what? Shemitah Shvius. So Yerushalmi holds that Shemitah, that he says that Shemitah depends on, what does it depend on?
Yovel.
Depends on Yovel. If you don't have Yovel, you don't have Shemitah. And then he quotes Taurus Kohanim, that Taurus Kohanim says that there is Shemitah midyaraisa when there's no Yovel. So Rashi is a machlokas. In other words, basically what's happening here is that Rashi says whether Shvius is drabbanon or not is a machlokas, right? So he says our Gemara seems to imply according to Revi it's only what? It's only drabbanon, right? Which is Masha, by the way, when the Gemara says Revi, that implies that what? There are definitely other opinions, right? And Rashi mentions the Machlokas Yerushalmi and the Torahs and the Torahs Kohanim. So that's Rashi. And the question is why would it be that Shemitah Yovel would only be Yovel would only be Drabbanim today? So basically, the approach of almost all the Rishonim give is a very simple reason, because the halacha of Yovel applying midiraisa, the Gemara talks about Yosheveha, right? It's only a halacha when kol Yosheveh Alecha, when all the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael, right? And by the way, it doesn't mean all the Jews, it could be a majority of the Jews, because as Roshonim point out, you know, let's say, for example, during the time of Yibihim Shvot HaShoftim, right? So we know three Jews left Eretz Yisrael at that time, right? They went to stay Plishtim, right? So does that mean that Yovel all of a sudden was bought because three Jews left Eretz Yisrael? The majority of Jews are there. And this really is the Gemara Maseches Erevin. If you look at number three, Erechin, I'm sorry, the Ablam of Beis on the Beis. Gemara says, did they really count Shemitah and Yovel during the time to buy a sheni? So he says, Hashta Mishagolu Sheva Ruvain Mesheva God Bachashiv Manasha Batlu Yovlos, when Sheva Ruvain and Sheva God and Hashiv Manasha went into exile. So the Yovel's rebuttal, why? Because you didn't have Rov Shvel Leha. So Ezra Dichsivve, how many Jews came back during time to buy a sheni? How many Jews came back? The number is outstanding. Kol hakol ke'achad, right? All the people as one. Arba ribu alafim, right? So what would that be? That would be 40,000?
40,000,
right? Arba ribu alafim, 40,000?
Yeah,
yeah.
Ribu
alafim
is 10,000.
Yeah, arba ribu alafim, b'sheish me'evash, m'shishim, havamari. He says, so that's 40,000. Maybe to arba ribu alpayim, they would say 42,660. Right? That's how many Jews came back. 42,660. So, Vizman, Shekol Yosheveh Aleha, Velo Vizman Shekol HaMikdashim. So, he says, Krasim Dror B'chol Yosheveha. So, he says, when the Pasuk says, Krasim Dror L'chol Yosheveh for everybody, Vizman Shekol Yosheveh Aleha, Velo Vizman Shekol HaMikdashim. So, he says, so Gemara says, Yovel only applies when what? When the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael. Yachal Hayu Aleha. What happens if all the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael, but they're all mixed up? What does it mean, all mixed up? Like we are today, right? Everyone's not living in their shevet. There is his shevet Binyamin, the shevet Yehuda Binyamin, Yehiyahu Yovel Noeg, Talmud Lomer L'chol Yosheveha, B'zman SheYosheveha Kitikunan, V'lo B'zman SheMuravin. I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Manu Yovel's Kaddish Mitzvah. This is the Gemara that Rashi quoted. So in other words, so therefore, Yovel only applies when what? When most of the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael, and every Shevet is in their proper Nachla. And therefore, it's from the time of these tribes were exiled. I don't know why it specifically mentions these tribes as opposed to all the Sarash Shvatim from that time. So therefore, Yovel stopped being Noach Midiraisa, and during the time of Bayesheni, when most of the Jews were living in Chutz Laaretz, right? Of course there's no Yovel. So therefore, since there's no Yovel, Rashi holds there's no Yovel, and there's no Shemitah Midiraisa, it's all the Rabbanim. Okay. That's another question.
Likely they were off count also.
Yeah, okay, I'm not going to get into that, but that being said, I think the post can point out is, you know, you can always have sfeikas, but we accept, right? We have the right count, and we have to assume we have the right count today, right? There's definitely machlokes about all that also, but let's assume we have the right count. But that's the Gemara over there. All right, so therefore the Gemara seems to imply that according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Hillel, right, Shemitah today is only the Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara seems to imply.
What do we do about 50th year?
Ah, so it's a good question. So yes, we don't have 50th year today, right?
So therefore, out of synchronization.
What?
Therefore, everything's out of synchronization.
Oh well, no. I think that what would happen would be is that if Rov Yoshvel happened.
No. I'm saying historically.
What?
Historically, we've had 49 years.
Yeah.
And then instead of having a year's gap.
Right. There's actually a whole show about that, what you do, and we hold it today that we don't count the 50th year. We just go right to
the. Everything Shemitah year is not Shemitah year.
Well, yeah, of course it is.
No, it's not.
Why?
It's out of synchronization.
No, because in other words, they're Masakin after the Churim Vayasheni, right? Mm-hmm. That there's no Yovel, right? But Shemitah
will be Shemitah.
Every 7 years will be Shemitah. It's Masakin. Now, let's say, for example, we just staged with Krov Yishvel Aleha, and all the Jews came back to the proper Shvatim, so the count would start over again. Like, if let's say, for example...
That would be the Yovel year?
No. I think what happened is...
50 years after that.
50 years after that. I think that what happened would be is, I think, that if all the Jews came back to Eretz Yisrael, and every Jew was in the right place, right? So then...
When they restart the
whole... We'd restart.
It's not necessarily... If it's the sixth year...
Yeah.
And we've now got majority of Jews in Israel...
Yeah.
Then the seventh year isn't necessarily going to be Shemitah.
It could be yes, or it could be we just start over again, like when the Jews came to Eretz Yisrael the first time. Right? Could be. All right.
We had Yovel for a long time, in the beginning. From Yeshua on. So the 2.5 tribes that were they were outside Eretz Yisrael from the beginning.
That was part of Eretz Yisrael back then.
That was so. Yeah. So why is that?
Because we should go. It's talking about the time of Golas Sancheiriv. Sancheiriv took the 10 tribes, part of the 10 tribes.
10 tribes.
Yeah, I know. It just mentions 2.5. That's what I assume is referring to.
If we start from 1, then we could have more than 7 years without Shemitah. Like, let's say we're in the 4th, 5th, 6th
year. I guess we could. You're right. Yeah, I guess we could. Okay. Whatever. You know, listen, we'll see what happens. You know, there are a lot of problems. We'll have to get along, and all of our bonafide agree on something, but that happens. So, you know, we'll deal with that issue when we get there.
Chicken or the egg.
You're right. Okay,
what's
now.
The magic numbers? How many Jews is
I think we're almost there. Aren't we almost there?
We should have Nefesh, Nefesh, Yovel flight.
What?
We should have Nefesh, Nefesh, Yovel flight.
Are we almost there?
I like it.
But the only problem is, and by the way, the Rashba confirms, I have to tell you that I heard this on a tape, I'm not going to say from who, from a certain Rav Eretz Yisrael, probably before I made Aliyah, right? Probably around 22 years ago, and he said, by the year 2020, when Julie off the plane, I'm sure it'll be earlier now, by the way, because this is before Nefesh Nefesh, by the way, okay? And that when they actually get to the plane, all halachas will kick in. Because Yovel, but the truth is that based on this Gemara, it can't kick in unless there's something I'm missing, right? Until every Jew is in their proper nachla, all right?
That's the hardest part.
That's the hardest part. You could suggest, by the way, we'll come back to this. But I have a suggestion.
Well, I'm going to say that people naturally have gone to their proper.
Well, place. Let's see. Let's hold off. Okay, now. So. If you look, the Rishonim have a problem with Rashi. I don't necessarily want to deal with, but you see, the problem with Rashi is Rashi says, how does Rashi explain the Gemara? Rashi says that since Shemitah is the Rabbanan, right? So also Shemitah's Ksofim is the Rabbanan, right? And so how do we know that Shvius is the Rabbanan? So that's based on another, some other Yerushalmi somewhere, right? So how come the Gemara didn't mention that limit over here? So Rabbeinu Tam basically just explains, and Rashi mentions it, just explains Rabbeinu Tam, just explains Rashi, just explains the Gemara, similar to Rashi, that basically the Gemara says is there's two Shemitahs, there's Shemitah Yovel and Shemitah Shemitah. In other words, there's Shemitah Yovel, as opposed to Rashi says there's Shemitah's Karkos of Shemitah and Shemitah Pesachim. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, there are two Shemitahs, the Shemitah of Yovel and the Shemitah of Shemitah. And the Gemara refers to the Shemitah of Shemitah, Shemitah's Ksafim, because that's different than the regular Yovel. Fine. There is however, we have a problem. Why? Because according to Rashi, that means that Shemitah during the time of the Vayasheni was only what?
Rabban,
right? And Hillel came along. What did Hillel do? Hillel made a takana that because it's Rabbanon, I'm making a prusbel, right? But the question is how? So that works out very nicely. That works out very nicely according to Rashi. However, that's how Rashi explains it. However, Rabbeinu Tam has a very difficult issue with this. Why? Because he says it's very difficult to say that Shemitah, there was no Yovel during Bais Shani Medraisa level. Why not? Because there are many halachas that apply when Yovel is Diraisa, there are many halachas that apply, and therefore, if those halachas that apply, that must assume that there was Yovel. So he gives examples. For example, Vate Erechoma applied during the time of Bais Shani. So therefore, since Vate Erechoma applied, what's the halacha of Vate Erechoma? The halacha of Vate Erechoma is that if you sell a house in a city, what is it, you have 2 years? What's the halacha? I forgot. You have 2 years to... he says if you go ahead and you... and I'm sorry, the halacha is that there's bate erechoma and how much time you have to buy something back, and in terms of selling a field, how much time you have to buy it back also. So the Gemara says, let's say, for example... The Gemara says in Maseches Erechin that Hillel made a takana, right? That let's say when a person went ahead and he went ahead and he sold his house. He had a year to buy it back. All right, and in the Bate Erechoma. And what would happen? He'd go looking for the guy he sold the house to, right? On the last day of the year. But this guy was no fool. What'd he be doing?
Hiding
somewhere. So Hillel made a takana that you can put the money in the Beis HaMikdash for the guy to come and take it and knock the door down, right, and go into the house. Hillel made a takana. So we see Bate Erechoma applied during the time of Bais Shani, right? Another halacha, shivcha, to bring a korban for someone was baal, a shivcha harufa. That also only applied during when? That applied during Bais Shani. But in other words, a shivcha harufa means that a shivcha who was moreses by an Eved Ivri. So that also during the bring korban for that, and that it's, and to have a chati shivcha only can apply during the time of Bais Shani, during the time of Yovel also. So Rabbeinu Tam is very much disturbed, and he says, how can it be there was no Yovel in the time of Bais Shani? On the other hand, we know that most of the Jews not live in our children time by a shame. So you look at the Rashba, this is a very important sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashba basically says, he says, it's number 6. I didn't go through the whole Rashba. So you see in number 6 where it's highlighted. Ulefichach hayomer Rabbeinu Tam, shayovel vaday nagva by a shame. That there was definitely Yodan by a shame. And even though Gemara Erechin seems to imply that Yovelin was only done for Shemitah purposes, we don't hold that way, right? Because so the question is why? You don't have Rosh Hashanah, huh? She says, the Hasik no Hasam, the Aseres Hashvatim Yirmah Akziran. Because we say over there that Aseres Hashvatim Yirmah brought them back. The Yoshua Melech Aleim. And Yoshua Melech ruled over them. The Apple Gav, the Lav Kulan Solik, even though they all didn't come back. Right? And then Mazra, most Jews didn't come back. Right? So he says, so here's important words. Mihu mikulu shvatim havibahu. But from all the shvatim, there was definitely representation. Right? The lohois eretzah chazer legamre, mishevet echad. And since there was at least one person every shevet eretz Israel, that's considered kolosh ve'aleha. In other words, the fact that you had certain members of the shvatim, members of every shevet there, they represented the whole shevet, and therefore it was like all Klal Yisrael was there. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. He says, and why he says it? He says, "V'kevin shekein." He says, "Kol Yisrael lakunave the ilav hachi ein." And if you don't say this, he says, you have a problem. Why? Because why? You're going to say you need every single Jew in Eretz Yisrael. It didn't happen over generations that Jews left Eretz Yisrael for a certain time, right? He says, what it means is, he says, you can't be missing a whole entire shevet. But once you have an entire part of Shevet Eretz Yisrael, then that's called Kol Yosheveh Alel. So therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Yova was the Araisa. Yova was the Araisa because you had parts of every single Shevet in Eretz Yisrael at that time. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam.
In the right place?
Good question. So no, obviously we're in the right place. So the Rashva jumps from Rabbeinu Tam. He says, first of all, where do you hear such a thing? Right? Second of all, he also said that they were in the right place, right? We're in the right place. So how Rabbi Tam understand? That's, I would assume Rabbi Tam understand like this, is that when do you say that every shaven has to be in the right place, right? When you walk around, everyone knows that guy's from Reuven, that guy's from Gad, right? But since you don't know who everyone is, and you know they weren't identified with Shevet they were from, and maybe they didn't even go. I'm not even sure if they went around that way, knowing, you know. And we know, by the way, that there definitely was there was a problem. Why? Because the Gemara Kedushin says, I didn't look this up, that Asar Yuchsin Olmi Bagel, right? Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim, and then they don't say, right, which Shevet they were from. So it could be Rabbeinu Tam holds that when you need every Jew in the right place, that's only when everyone is identified which Shevet they're part of. But if not identified, then it's okay. So based on that, you're right. Once we get 50.1% of the Jews back in Eretz Yisrael, everything kicks in. All right? And I tell you, I was thinking about it yesterday because you know, today with all the differences in the machlokas we have and hashkafa people have, it's still the same Torah. It's still the same Torah, right? And it makes me very nervous to think what's going to happen when some people will say Yovel kicks in, some people will say Yovel doesn't kick in. It makes me very, very nervous what's going to happen at that point. I don't know what to say about that. We'll see. But that's according to Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rashba, obviously, jumps from Rabbeinu Tam, and he says it couldn't be the Araisa because the Jews weren't living in their proper Nachla. And then the word Nachla, it wouldn't be the Araisa. So that's the Shita of the Rashba. Now, as far as how does he explain the fact that there was a according to so Rashba, Chalak Rabbeinu Tam. And he says, so, and according to most Rishonim, Yovel was not the Araisa during the time of the Bayis Sheni. So how do we explain the fact that the Shiv Harufa, not the Aruchom is the Rabbanan, but they brought a Korban for Shiv Harufa? So the Rashi gives Terutz, and he says it could be that maybe they did a similar Avera, and there was Mechav for both Averas, or maybe this Shiv Harufa, came from, they were descendants of Avadim Kananim, they knew about, right? That they were still around, they had descendants. So you could have a Shivcha Kananis, but then and have a Kanani. However, the Rashba certainly holds that Yovel was the Rabban in the time of Hillel also. And why does he say that? Because if Yovel was the, besides the problems that happened to have Yovel, but if Shemitah was derised in the time of Hillel, how did Hillel make a takana for what? For something else later on. According to Rabbeinu Tam says no. Hillel knew Baruch HaKodesh this would happen, right? And therefore, he made a takana for later on in case this would happen. Okay, so I would just say that the Shita of most Rishonim is like Tosis, looks like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that at least Bizmanenu, Yovel's the Rabbanan. There's no Yovel, I mean. And Shemitah's the Rabbanan. Shemitah's the Rabbanan. Okay, there's no Yovel, the Araisa, and Shemitah's the Rabbanan. Shemitah's the Rabbanan. Now, if you go ahead and you look at the Lashon Rabbeinu Tam, so he says that Shtei Shemitah, Shemitah's Yovel, and Shemitah's Ksafim, but Shemitah's Ksafim is connected with the Yovel. It doesn't mean Shemitah's Ksafim itself. It means all the Avodos that are connected to Shemitah. Okay, I just want to finish off with 3 points. Source number seven. So basically, all the Rishonim say, why is Shemitah the Rabbanan? Because Shemitah is connected to Yovel, Right? However, Rabbeinu Chanan or Moed Katan, he says like this, look at number 7. The Kosev Shamot Bei Shmitas, the Kosev Medaver, Achash Shmitas Karka, Achash Shmitas Ksofim, Bizman Sha'ata Meshamed Karka, when you're Meshamed Karka, there's Shmitas Ksofim at the Raisa level. So Rabbeinu Chanan says Mesachim Moed Katan, but why in the time of the Gemara was Shmita only the Rabbanon? He says, because V'ha'idna de'ein shemita v'karka she'eretz Yisrael v'de'ev d'chavim hi shvi'es z'an z'ed rabbanon v'chum z'ed r'shar rabbanon. Right? He says, in the time of Chazal, when Eretz Yisrael was in the hands of the non-Jews, right? It means, you know, I'm not sure if it means, it's certainly in the time of Amoroyim, it was in the hands of the non-Jews, and therefore he says that, you can't leave the land idle, right? So he says it's only the Rabbanon, and therefore since it's only the Rabbanon, so because of Makom Hefsid, Chazal allowed it. This is the Gemara Moed Katan, which I did not do. It's Gemara that Beis and Beis. The Mishnah Moed Katan says that the person's allowed to irrigate a field on Chol Moed and on Shemitah. So the question is, Mari asks, why can you get a field of Chol Moed and Shemitah? It's Asr. So he says, well, Chol Moed, you know, it's Asr because of Tircha. So because your field might die, so we allow you to do it. But watering a field on Shemitah is a Malachi of Malacha. So one answer the Gemara gives is, the Gemara says, well, Shemitah is only the Rabbanim. Malachim say the Shara Rabbanim. That's what the Gemara says. So the Rach explains Moed Katan, why is the Rabbanim? Because since Shemitah is in the hands of the Goyim, so therefore, and we can't keep Shemitah, so it's only the Rabbanim. In other words, Shemitah is only derived at a time when we can actually keep the laws of Shemitah. If you can't keep the laws of Shemitah because they're non-Jews on the land, then it becomes the Rabbanim.
How is that different than the other Rishonim?
Because the other Rishonim say that Shemitah is connected to Yovel. Not the Yovel. He says you can't work the land. However, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that would mean that Shemitah today would be what?
D'oraisa.
I think so. D'oraisa. At least initially we say it's D'oraisa. It's D'oraisa. It's a wrong. It's owned by Jews. So it would definitely be D'oraisa. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it would definitely be D'oraisa. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. So,
then buying, does that go on all the land, like even the land owned by non-Jews? Would you be allowed to buy non-Jewish produce on Shemitah? Is the land technically theirs, or is there just...
It's just a question. I would assume that what he means is that I think we... We're not allowed to sell the land in there.
Okay.
I don't know what to see. We'll to see. Now you have the shita of so that's now you have also the shita of the kafter of a ferach. Okay, and he said now so we have Moshe Rabbeinu says the rabbanon like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. If you remember, Gemara said Rebbe holds it's the rabbanon, which Moshe Rabbanon holds it's the d'oraisa, right? And Rabbanon holds it's the d'oraisa, and the Gemara in Rabbanon hold is D'oraisa, and Rashi mentions the Shita in Torah's Khan holds D'oraisa, and in the Gemara actually gave two answers. Going back to the original question, how can we have a Prisco going into D'oraisa? So one answer is Shemitah day is only what? Rabbanon. Rabbi says no, Shemitah is D'oraisa, but we have another, when it comes to money, we have another concept. What's that concept called? Hefker Bezdin Hefker, right? So, in other words, so some are trying to say Rava argues in Abaye. In general, we pass from like Rava, right? And therefore, Rava holds that no, Shemitah is not Rabbanon. Shemitah is what today? Shemitah is D'oraisa. If you look at the Kafter of Berach, so he says number 9: Hefkiru Mamon Amal Veitzalov Avachoz Levi Rebbe Mi'aliv Rabbanon the Pliga Leva Amr Shvius D'oraisa Kemosha Achaz Harab Baliitur. So he quotes the Baal Eitur. The Baal Eitur is quoted as saying that Shemitah is D'oraisa today. There are a few Shitas. There's a Ritzpa Shita, but in general, the Rov Binyan of the Rishonim, according to most Achronim, hold that Shemitah is the Rabbanon. The Netziv, I have to say, wanted to say it's D'oraisa for everybody, but most Rishonim hold that it seems hold is the Rabbanon. I just want to finish off with a very interesting Ravid. All right. The Ravid, the Baal HaSagas, he says that today, no such thing as Shemitah. Shemitah is all just a very nice minute. Okay, that's what he says.
What word is this? Is on the dot?
That's not. I'll show you a second word is though. It's the Bala Sagas and the Ravid. It's a very nice Shita. I think the Meiri quotes the Shita. I think the Balamor might hold this way also, actually. I actually had the Ravid on the dot, but I took it off, and I'll explain to you why I took it off in a minute. But he says, why? He says, because the Gemara says, Maseches Erechin, they had Yovel in order to have what? But now we don't have Yovel with Rabbanan, right? There's no Shemitah. There's no Shemitah. Now, so if you look at number 8, the Ramban, Avol Yesh Omrim, he says, Shalacha Kerebi, the Amar, She'ein Shemitah Heges, Elolif Isman Sheyovel Noeg. Okay? So he says that Shemitah is only Noeg when Yovel is Noeg. Okay, the ishvias diarais the karabanan shall torah hocha hachmir, right? So he says an ishvias, so is diarais like rabbanon say? So then we go hachmir, as we pointed out. The cave and the kaimalon shashmita tluyavet yovel the bar torah. He says, and since we hold that shmita midiarais only depends on yovel being diarais, right? I don't know. Heges el b'shman she yovel know derabrei Abraham. He says shmita is only know with rabbanon when yovel is know with rabbanon. Since yovel know with rabbanon, shmita is not yovel know with rabbanon. Also, he says v'chi heichin etik rabbanon zecher l'shmita. He says, and just like rabbanon masakin a zecher for shmita during time of the bayisheni, tikun zecher yovel the efsher she tiknu lezev or tiknu lezev. All right, and it's not possible that a mesakin a shmita, not a mesakin what a yovel, right? As he says, and he says, you can't have yovel today. Why can't you yovel today? Because yovel needs besdin, right? Since there's no besdin today, you can't have yovel, right? So he says, in the days of Chazal, he says there was a besdin in Eretz Yisrael, and they were mesakin yovel, and they were token and mashachan avadim. And therefore he says the shmita was known with the reyem. But now we have no Bezdin, there's no Tkia, there's no Shiloh Havadim, and a Yovel no Klal, because all these things are Ma'achid by Yovel. And therefore he says the Shemitah is not knowing its Klal. I feel me to bring love, what is Karka love, Shvat Sukhsafi. Look towards the end of that paragraph, so he says, Vizuhi das harayvitzal, and then he goes ahead and he says, Ve'enzum lechuvar, right? So he says, it doesn't make any sense. He says the Raya doesn't make any sense, and if you look at the beginning of the second paragraph, Baraya Machracha Shiyeshna Shmita V'Nav Beretz Yisrael Hayom Uminik Havasenu V'Yadayim LaHashmir Karka. And what's the perfect Raya to Raya that's wrong?
Minhag.
The minhag today, people have Shmita. That's the minhag. But he says, we're going Kolgu Shishvius, and therefore he says Shmita Ksafim is no Gan Yisrael and Chutz Loretz. Right, and then he looks at the end. It's very interesting, and he says at the very end. He says Raven was chozer, and he says v'yafe kiven shechozer v'hodal emes v'chein dash razal. He says, and he says the Raven was chozer to the emes, right, He says, and since some people don't want it to be mashmit, so they rely on the shita of the Ravid, but the Ravid was chozer, and shmita is knowing on a drabbanon level. So even though the Ravid was chozer, you should know that if you go ahead and you look at the tshuvas that speak about hetter mechira and everything else, that uses as a snifle hetter. So those are really the three opinions. One opinion is it's diraisa. This is the best Jewish argument, right? One opinion is diraisa. Many opinions hold it's drabanan, right? And it's even a few shittas that say doesn't exist today. So those are the three shittas. Next week in Mirat Hashem, we'll spend a week just a shiur just dealing with the Rambam. The Rambam is very unclear what he holds, and it seems the Rambam is very important for this because all the tshuvas that are written. Are written based on the Rambam Shita. Everyone likes to deal with the Rambam Shita. So Mitzvah, next week we'll deal with the Rambam, how the Rambam deals with the Gemara, so what the Rambam Shita really is.